Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlinePlus.gov. Happy New Year to all our listeners. I'm Dr. Rob Logan, Senior Staff, National Library of Medicine, substituting for Donald Lindberg, MD, the Director of the U.S. National Library of Medicine. Here's what's new in Medline Plus this week. A new study from the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that weight loss plus exercise preserves bone health better than dieting without working out. In a small but interesting randomized controlled trial of three groups of 48 adults, more bone loss occurred in a subgroup that dieted compared to a control and a subgroup that dieted and exercised. Specifically, bone density in the spine and hip declined about 2% in the diet group alone, while there were no changes in bone density for the others. The diet and exercise group also comparatively experienced some bone buildup that compensated for other losses in bone mineral density. Spinal and hip bone buildup did not occur in the other two groups. The Archives of Internal Medicine is published by the American Medical Association. In a study conducted at Washington University, St. Louis, one group dieted and another experienced a similar weight control program with the addition of supervised exercise. Both groups reduced their calorie intake by 16 to 20%. A third control group was not given any special instructions. The study was for 1 year, and participants were between 50 and 60 years old. The diet group actually lost an average of 3 pounds more than the diet and exercise cohort. The diet group lost an average of 18 pounds in 12 months, while the diet and exercise group removed 12 pounds. There was no weight loss for the control group. However, the key point here is the weight loss without exercise was accompanied by an unwanted erosion of bone density in the spine and hip. A loss of bone mineral density in the spine and hip is important, since these are areas where older adults experience fractures. In the U.S., osteoporosis is responsible for more than 1.5 million fractures annually, 700,000 of them in the vertebra of the spine and 300,000 in hips, at an estimated cost of more than $14 billion each year. Other common fractures occur in wrists, forearms, feet, and toes. Bone mineral density, or BMD, is the strongest predictor of fractures caused by osteoporosis. The study's 8 authors measured bone mineral density through blood tests. They noted the blood test used in the study was more sophisticated than previous research, and it provides more insights about bone loss and buildup than have been previously reported. They also reported that while research about diet and bone loss is common, research that measures the combined impact of diet, exercise, and bone density is unusual. As a result, the study is an example of research with some novel approaches that has practical clinical implications. Although the study's small sample size means the researchers could not estimate differences among the men and women participants or project that the findings are generalizable to larger populations, the study's technique may provide a new way to test the impact of dieting and exercise on health. The results also suggest that during a time of the year when many Americans try to lose weight, diet and exercise provide a better combination. For those of you with New Year's resolutions to lose weight, MedlinePlus.gov links to a guide to select a weight loss program provided by the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, the NIDDK. Among other helpful suggestions, the NIDDK website notes that high-quality weight loss programs should include tips to increase moderate exercise, plans that reduce calories but do not forbid specific foods or food groups, a slow and steady weight loss, usually ranging from 0.5 pound to 2 pounds a week, medical care if you plan to lose weight by following a special formula diet such as a very low-calorie regimen, plus a plan to keep weight off. The site also provides a range of questions you can ask about a potential weight loss program, such as, do you have to purchase special food, drugs, or supplements? Does the program offer one-on-one counseling or group classes? Do you have to follow a specific meal plan or keep food records? To find the NIDDK page, type "lose weight" in the search box on Medline Plus's homepage and then click Weight Control, National Library of Medicine. The NIDDK page is listed under from the National Institutes of Health. Also listed on the Weight Control National Library of Medicine page is the latest news about diet research, overviews, health check tools, including guides to calculate your daily calorie intake, a link to weight control research, and specific information for women. for children, for teens, and for seniors. We realize that losing weight is a tough challenge and hope that Medline Plus's comprehensive information will ease dieting's trials and tribulations. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type in MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector, one word, at nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of this podcast is available. Just click on the director's comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It was nice to be with you. A happy and healthy new year. Dr. Lindberg returns in the near future.